Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Menachos Daf Kuf. Hey, we are holding on Daf Kuf Dalet Amud Beis. We had just read the Mishnah at the beginning of the Parak, and we are up to the Gemara. Today's shir is sponsored by, I forgot to print it out, it is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Lili Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha Shalom, as well as by the Rothman, Lightman, and Feuerstein families, in honor of their nephew, Moshe Landerer, becoming a bar mitzvah today, mazel tov to Moshe's parents, Dr. David and Suri Landerer, and the entire mishpacha. They shall have much nachas from Moshe and the whole family. Mazel tov. I thought the bar mitzvah was in 2 weeks, I think. Maybe that's the party. Okay. All right. Very good. Okay. Mazel tov to the whole family. So what we're going to discuss today is the following. First, we're going to explain the chiddush of the Mishnah about how many menachas to bring when you say Isaron versus Esronos. I mean, the Mishnah said, okay, Isaron is one, Esronos is two. Why are either of those things a chiddush? Then the Gemara is going to discuss whether the resha of the Mishnah fits with the shita of Rebbe. The Rebbe is the one who said that you should bring 60 different menachos if you don't remember how much she said to bring, and the ratio of the Mishnah didn't mention anything about that. Then the Gemara is going to discuss why Mincha Solas is considered to be the Miyuchedes Shebimenachos. What makes it Miyuchedes Shebimenachos? Then the Gemara is going to talk about how many Menachos do you bring when you say Mine Mincha. So it's a little mixed. Mine is plural, Mincha is singular. So which one, which Lashon do we look at? So the Gemara is going to have a couple of Rayas to try to be poshate that suffix. Then the Gemara is going to discuss whether the Mishnah, which says to bring five different types of menachos when you don't remember what you committed to, whether that fits with the shita of Rabbi Shimon. That according to Rabbi Shimon, the Gemara is going to suggest maybe you need to bring a lot more than five if you don't remember what you committed to. And on Amud Beis, we're going to have a couple of lines that are added in from the Rabbanan Savarai that discuss when you can and can't make a tanai about your karbanos. And that's it. Then the discussion about Rabbi Shimon and bringing extra menachos brings us to the end of the daf and into tomorrow's daf as well. So let's begin at the Gemara on the on Daf Kuf Dalet Amud Beis. So the Mishnah had said that if you say Harei Alai Isaron, you bring one Isaron. So says Gemara Pshita. Obviously, you said Belashon Yachid, so obviously it means one Isaron. So Gemara says you're right. That is Pashut. But Esronos Yavishayim Mitzrich. The chiddush of the Mishnah is in the next line when it says that if you say Esronos, that you bring Shtei Esronos, because since you said Esronim Stam, B'Lashon Rabbim, you have to bring two. And that's different than the first case of the Mishnah where you only have to bring one. So it says, Mar Hanami Pshita, that's also Pashut, that obviously you can't bring one. If you said in plural is always more than one. So it says, Mar, yeah, it's always more than one, but it could be two, it could be 10, it could be 100. So Miyut Esronos, it could be 60. Miyut Esronos, no, the chiddush of the Mishnah is that you only need to bring two Esronim and you don't have to bring any more than two, even though you just said B'Lashon Rabbim and you didn't say how many you were going to bring, so one might have thought that you have to bring more than two. So it says Mar Parashi, V'Enyo De'Mar Parashi, Yavi Shishim Isaron. The Mishnah had said that if you said, I know I definitely was Mefaresh a certain amount for my Korban Mincha, but I do not remember what I said, what that amount was, so then you bring 60 Isaron. So the Mishnah doesn't mention any Shita that's Cholik on that. A Shita of Rebbe that's Cholik on that at this stage in the Mishnah. So Mantana, who's the Tana that taught this part of the Mishnah? Amr Chizkiya Delok Rebbe. It certainly doesn't fit with Rebbe. Di Rebbe, because if it were following Rebbe, Ha'amar, Rebbe says at the end of the Mishnah, when you say Pirashti Mincha Shel Esronim, but I don't know Kama Pirashti, Yavi Minachos Shel Esronos, May Echad V'Yad Shishim. Rebbe holds that you have to bring Menachos of Esronos with every number from 1 to 60. So how could the ratio of the Mishnah say that you only bring 60 Isaron? So it must be that the ratio of the Mishnah follows the Rabbanan, and that is not like Rebbe. So says Maranov, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Afilu Tema Rebbe. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees with Chizkiya. He thinks that the ratio of the Mishnah might even fit with Shitas Rebbe, and it's not a problem. Why is it enough to bring 60 Isaron? Isarin after all? Doesn't Rebbe require bringing 60 different menachos, one with one Isarin, one with two, one with three, v'chulei, all the way until you get to 60? Because in the beginning of the Mishnah, it's talking about a case, ba'omer pirashti esronos. You say that that you had specified a number of esronos, you just do not remember the number, avalo kavatim b'kli, but you also remember that you were not koveya to bring that number of esronos in one kli necessarily. So since you were not koveya to bring it all in one kli, so even according to Rebbe, you're not going to have to bring one esaron in one kli, two in another kli, three in another kli, four in another kli. What you could simply do is demaisi sheet in esronos b'sheet in money. You could bring 60 esronos in 60 kalim, meaning one esaron in each of 60 kalim for a total of 60 esronos. And then whatever number you said, you say, okay, that number of kalim should be for a fulfillment of this karban mincha, because you were never koveya to bring your entire karban mincha in a single kli. In the seifa, where Rebbe says, no, you need to bring one in one kli, and two in another kli, and three in another kli, all the way up until 60, that's where you committed to bring however many esronos you committed to bring them all in one kli. So since I don't know, did I commit to 52? So then I need a kli that has 52. Did I commit to 34? So then I need a kli that has 34. So that's why Rebbe required in the seifa of the Mishnah that you bring every single number, 60 kalim, one with each number from one to 60. Hare elai mincha. Then we said in the Mishnah that if you say hare elai mincha and you don't say which of the five types of menachos you committed to bring, so yavi ezeh sheyirtza. The Tanakhama says whichever one you want. You could bring whichever type you want. But Rabbi Yehuda said no. You got to bring mincha soles. And Rabbi Yehuda said the reason you need to bring a mincha soles is because it is the miyuchedes shema menachos. It is the best of all the menachos. It is the choicest of all the menachos. So says Gemara Tana, we have a brisa that explains the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, what makes a mincha soles the miyuchedes shema menachos. Havalu pasach ba'akas of tchila. It's because in the parsha of menachos, it is the first karban mincha that is described in the parsha of menachos, and that's what makes it best. First is the best. So that is the reason for the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. So asks the Gemara, well, wait a second, you're telling me Rabbi Yehuda holds that if you take a neder stam, you have to bring from the very first thing listed in the Torah that fits that description? Well, then that's not only true, shouldn't only be true about karban mincha, that should be true about every type of karban. Ela me'ata, by that same logic, ha'omer harei alai ola, if a person says, I'm committing to bring a karban ola, and he didn't say what type of animal he's bringing as a karban ola, he should be obligated to be Yavi ben Bakar. He should have to bring a ben Bakar because that is the first one mentioned among the types of olos in the pasuk. It says im ola karbano mina bakar zachar tam yakrivenu. So Bakar is the first thing mentioned in the Torah. And not only that, if a person says I'm going to bring min hatzon and he didn't describe which type of tzon he's going to bring, Yavi kesef, he should bring a keves and not an eiz, because a whole because that's the first thing the Torah mentions when it talks about bringing olos minatzon. The pasuk says that v'im minatzon karbano mina kvasim o mina izim lo lazachar tam yakrivenu. So kvasim before izim. So you see that it's got to be kvasim mina of. If a person says I'm bringing of and he doesn't say what type of bird, yavi torim ol pasuk v'tchila. He should have to bring torim, because that's the first thing the Torah says when it talks about an ola sa'ov. V'mina of ola korbano la'ashem v'kriv mina torim omi b'nei hayona es korbano. So torim comes before b'nei yona. So if the logic of Rabbi Yehuda is that the reason when you commit to a stam korban mincha, it needs to be a mincha soles, is that it's the first one in the pasuk, then all of these things should be true about all of these other vague commitments, that whenever the commitment leaves room for interpretation, we should always say it's the first thing in the Torah. So maybe you'll say Ein Hachinami. Yeah, but then Alama Tanan, why does it say in the Mishnah later on in the Perek Harei Alai Ola, that if a person commits to bring a Karban Ola and he doesn't say what type he's going to bring, Yavi Keves, he brings a Keves, which is the cheapest of the Olas Behema. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer Tor o Ben Yona. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says you can go even cheaper, you can bring a Tor or a Ben Yona, and Velo Polig Rabbi Yehuda, and there is no, you expect Rabbi Yehuda to pipe up and say, wait, no, that's not what the pasuk says first, and you have to bring what the pasuk says first. He doesn't disagree over there. So you see that he does not hold that whenever you take a stam neder, you have to bring the very first thing the Torah says. And therefore, back to the kasha, when Rabbi Yehuda says you need to, when a person commits to a karban mincha, he needs to bring a minchas solas because it is the miuchedes sheve menachos. What does he mean by that? So the Braisa had said it means that it's the first one in the Torah, but the Gemara just rejected that. That cannot be the logic of Rabbi Yehuda. Elamai miuchedes sheve menachos. What does he mean when he says that a minchas solas miuchedes sheve menachos? It means lasle shem levai, that it doesn't have in the Torah, it doesn't have any secondary name. It's only called a mincha. All other menachos have a name that goes along with it. A minchas machvas, a minchas ma'afa, a minchas marcheshes. But when it comes to a minchas solas, that's just mincha. That the pasuk says, v'nefesh ki sakriv korban mincha la'ashem, solas yeh korbano. That when you bring a mincha la'ashem, so solas yeh korbano, then it should be brought with solas. All of the other menachos, v'im minchas marcheshes korban echa, the Torah says, right, it immediately calls it a minchas marcheshes, a minchas machvas, a minchas ma'afa, so that's what makes this unique. So it says, yeah, that's a great way to explain the Mishnah, it's a great way to explain the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, but once we mention that there is a brisa that says that what makes it miyuchedes sheve menachos is ha'ol pasuk ba'akasav tchila, now we have to explain that brisa. But v'atana ha'ol pasuk ba'akasav tchila ka'amer, the brisa had said that the basis of Rabbi Yehuda is that pasuk ba'akasav tchila, that it's the first thing the Torah talks about. So it says, ha'chi ka'amer, ezu mincha miyuchedes sheve menachos to les le'shem levai, which of the menachos does Rabbi Yehuda call the miyuchedes sheve menachos? It's the criteria that we just mentioned, that it's less l'shem levai, that it doesn't have any secondary name. It's just called the mincha. Zosha pasuk ba'akasav tchila. But you should know that which one is it that doesn't have a shem levai? It's the first one mentioned in the Torah, meaning it's a nemanik. If you want to remember which one is the one that doesn't have a shem levai and is therefore the miyuchedes sheve menachos, remember, it's just open up a chumash and you'll see it's the first one mentioned in the chumash. That's the one you know that is the miyuchedes sheve menachos. So says Mar Pshita minchas hasolas ka'amar. So ask the Gemara, the Brice has to tell me which mincha Rabbi Yehuda is referring to. And Rabbi Yehuda said beferish in the Mishnah that it's the minchas hasolas. Meaning Rabbi Yehuda didn't say in the Mishnah that you should bring the miyuchedes sheve menachos. He said in the Mishnah you should bring a minchas hasolas because it is the miyuchedes sheve menachos. So I shouldn't have much trouble interpreting Rabbi Yehuda, that when Rabbi Yehuda says to bring the miyuchad, you know, which type of mincha he intends. He told us what he intends. He said a mincha solas. So it says, "Mano siman bi'alma." It's a way to not forget which mincha Rabbi Yehuda holds. Meaning, you might not have the Mishnah in front of you, and you might be trying to remember the Mishnah. So you're trying to remember what is Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. I know that the Tanakhama said you can bring whichever you want. I know that Rabbi Yehuda was highly specific that when you say you're going to bring a mincha stam, you have to bring a particular kind of mincha. I do not remember which kind he said. So as a zikaron, as a way of remembering, it's the first one that the Torah talks about. So the first one the Torah talks about, that's the simple way to remember which one Rabbi Yehuda was referring to. Now the idea that that the first thing the Torah talks about is therefore the preferred thing is an interesting discussion. Do we generally make that assumption that when someone gives a list of 1 through 5, that item number 1 on the list is always the preferred item, is always the choicest, the best of them? So there is a halacha in Hilchos Pesach that in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of maror, you could be yotze with chazeres and ulshin and tamcha and charvina and maror. But the ikar mitzvah is really bechazeres, is what we call romaine lettuce. So the reason is the Gemara Maseches Pesach, I think it's Lamed Tes, says that since that's the first item mentioned in the Mishnah of the vegetables that are kosher for maror, so you see that must be the best of the vegetables to use for maror, because it was the Mishnah, that's why the Mishnah would have listed it first. So there is a fascinating comment of the Tefuah Shor in Hilchos Shechita in Yerodei and Simon Vav. He says, generally speaking, whenever you have a list of items in a Mishnah, it's not really an inyan to be makdim the earlier item on the list. You know, there's another Mishnah in Pesachim, Daf Lamed Hei, that goes through the 5 different grains that you could be yotze the mitzvah of matzah with. So it tells us, you know, that Eilu Dvorim Shodim Yosef Ben Yidei Chavasu Pesach, Bechitim, Besorim, Bekusmim, Beshivam, Beshmol, Shual. There's no inyan to be mahadar to dafka use wheat matzah. We tend to do that. That's the cheapest matzah available. There are shailas whether oats are really one of the 5 grains. You know, so you have shailas about other things. So we use uh, we use wheat matzah, but there's no maila in terms of halacha that you have to use the wheat matzah. So why not? So says it's for sure. It must be that that it's not that we don't always go with just the first item listed as being the preferred item. It's dafka by maror where it's counterintuitive, because the Mishnah gives a list of the items that are kosher for maror, and number five on the list is a vegetable called maror. So that's strange, right? Why would number five on the list be a vegetable called maror? You would think that would be number one on the list. So why did the Mishnah list it in such a strange order? It must be that there's a preferred order, and the Mishnah wanted to put it in what's preferred as opposed to what is most intuitive. But whenever there's no reason to assume otherwise, so then we just we don't go with the order of things. And therefore, the Tzvua Shar, why does this come up in Hilcha Shechita? Because there's a Bach in Hilcha Shechita that says that Shechita b'sakin shel mateches is better than Shechita b'tzor, that you're allowed to use a smooth-edged rock, a smooth-edged piece of glass, or a knife made out of metal to do a Shechita. You're allowed to use a reed that's smooth, as long as it doesn't have any pegimus in it, and it's a smooth, sharp edge, you're allowed to use it for Shechita. So the Bach says, but in the order of the Mishnah, things that you're allowed to use, in Maseches Chulin, we'll see in a couple of weeks, it's a sakin is the first in the Mishnah. So it must be that a sakin is preferred. So it says it's for sure. No, there's no hakpada to do whatever is first in the Mishnah. You don't have to dafka use a sakin. There's no hakpada to dafka use a knife just because it's first in the Mishnah, because there's no reason. There's nothing counterintuitive about the Mishnah. It's only by maror where there's something counterintuitive about it. So Rav Shlomo Kluger and Ha'elef L'Chashlomo brings a raya to the Tvua Shar from our sugya, because the Brisa says that someone who wants to bring korban mincha and he doesn't say what type of mincha, so he has to bring a mincha solas because pasach ba'akas of tchila. So the Gemara says the Brisa doesn't mean kipshuta, and the mincha solas was in the pasach first because that's not enough of a reason to consider it more chashuv than the other menachos. And the real reason is that you have to bring a mincha solas is because that's the only one that's called mincha stam without a shem levai. So you see, like the Tvua Shar, the fact that it comes earlier in the pasuk is not, at the end of the day, in the Gemara, is not a reason to say that mincha solas is miuchad asheb menachos. It must be something else about it, and that's why the Gemara concludes, yeah, it is something else about it. It's the fact that it doesn't have a shem levai. There is an interesting discussion. Why then I think Rav Shlomo Kluger asks on himself or on the Tvua Shar, why then when it comes to the Seder of Birchas Hanan and by Shivas Haminim, kala muktam b'pasuk is kodem l'chavero, that when it comes to which item to say a bracha on first, and you have grapes and you have pomegranates and you have dates and you have figs, right? So which one do you say a bracha on first? So you go with whichever is muktam b'pasuk, whichever is earlier on in the pasuk. So you have to make some sort of chiluk between Birchas Hanan on the one hand and mitzvos on the other hand. That when it comes to chavta shel mitzvah, there's no din of kedima, but somehow for Birchas Hanan there's an assumed kedima. The other interesting point that Rashash makes over here, having nothing to do with the discussion we just had, is at the end the Gemara says simana bi'alma. Why did we say it's all possible because of tchila? That's a simon to remember in case you forget Rabbi Yehuda Shita. So the Rashash points out that you find simanim a lot with Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is the one that gives simanim. He's the one d'tzach hadash bi'achav. At the Seder, he likes to give simanim to his learning. The reason for simanim, there are those that say there's a discussion whether simanim for learning is less important nowadays. Now that we have so many svarim available and you can check things online very easily and you have access to all the information. So simanim were to be able to keep all the information in your head. So some of the acharim suggest, yeah, so it's not as important anymore. Memory is not, doesn't matter as much as it used to. Where others say, no, just the opposite. We've destroyed our memories in our continued reliance on all of the all of the crutches that we have. But the purpose of Talmud Torah is that it's supposed to be part of us. It's not supposed to be that I have access to it outside of myself. It's supposed to be in me. So we have to be, even be more disciplined about making simanim, about committing things to memory to the extent possible. Okay, then the Mishnah said mincha, mina mincha. It said if you say mincha or you say mina mincha, you only bring one korban mincha. But if you say minachos or min minachos, then you have to bring two minachos. So by Rav Papa asked the following question. What if you mix your language? Mine mincha mahu. You say mine, that's plural, but mincha is singular. So kivin damar mine, since you said mine b'lashon rabim tarti kamar, that means you got to bring two. Umay mincha, and when you said mincha in the singular, what did that mean? Dukul menachos nami mincha mikaryan, because all menachos are also called mincha, even when you're referring to all of them collectively, you'll refer to it in the singular. Dichsiv, because the pasuk says vizos toras hamincha, and then it lists all the different types of menachos. So you see that the word mincha in the singular refers to all the menachos. Odilma kiven da amar mincha chada mincha ka amar, or maybe since you said mincha b'lashon yachid, you really meant one mincha. Umay minei mincha, why did you say minei b'lashon rabim? Hachi kamar mi minei mincha chada mincha alai, that I'm aware there are many minei mincha, there are many minim of menachos, and I'm going to bring mincha, I'm going to bring one mincha from all of those minim. So that's Rav Papa Shaila. I don't know what a person has committed to when he says minei mincha, plural singular. So says Gemara Tashma, will bring a raya from our Mishnah, that the Mishnah says mincha, min mincha yavi achas. If a person says mincha, or he says min mincha, so then he only brings one. So it sounds like, why does he only bring one? Because he was perfectly consistent to keep it all b'lashon yachid. Haminei mincha shtayim. But the implication is that if he was not perfectly consistent to keep it all b'lashon yachid, and he said minei mincha, then he would have to bring two. So the Gemara asks, yeah, from the ratio of the Mishnah, it's a great, you could be medayik that way. Problem is, you'll have the opposite diuk from the seif of the Mishnah. Ema seif. The seif of the Mishnah goes on to say minachos, min minachos yavi shtayim. Then if he says minachos or min menachos, he brings shtayim. Ha minei mincha chada. That would imply that if you said minei mincha, you'd only bring one. El mehel lechel mishnah mina. So it must be that the Mishnah cannot be brought as a raya one way or the other, because you have opposite to yukim from the resha and the seifa. So we need another raya. So Tashema says, well, let's try another raya from a brisa. The brisa says min menachos alai yavi shtei menachos mi menachad. So it sounds like only because you said menachos in the plural, that's why you need to bring two menachos. The implication is ha mi-minei mincha chada, that if you said you're going to bring minei mincha, you'd only have to bring one. And that's in fact the shaila that Rav Papa asked. So now we have the answer, that since the Braisa said you only have to bring two because you said minachos, so it must be that if you say mincha, even though you said minei, you only have to bring one. So that's not a good raya. Dilma, maybe shtei menachos. Maybe minei mincha would mean you bring shtei menachos mishnei minim, from two different minim. Meaning, all the brisa tells you is that if you say min menachos, that you bring two of the same min. So if you were to say minei mincha, it would be different. But different doesn't necessarily mean you bring one. It might mean that you bring two of two different minim. So that's not going to be poshet Rav Papa Shaili either. So Gemara says, well, in fact, when a person says minei mincha, do you actually bring from shnei minim? Is that really a possibility that you would have to bring two different menachos of two different minim? V'halotani hachi. But the brisa that we just explained, minei mincha, that you bring from shnei different minim, does not say that way in our Mishnah, because in the Mishnah it says min menachos alai, maybe shtei menachos mi min echad. Minei menachos alai, maybe shtei menachos mi shnei minim. So it sounds like only because you said menachos b'lashon rabbi that you bring two menachos. Ha minei mincha chada. But if you said minei mincha, since mincha is b'lashon yachid, you only have to bring one. And that's poshet the suffix of Rav Papa, who says minei mincha, because it says clearly minei mincha, you're only going to bring one mincha. So there's a brisa. So from this brisa, we could be poshet Rav Papa's suffix. So Gemara rejects the raya from the brisa, because it could be that this brisa is locked into a particular shita of Tanakh. Dilma Hamani Rabbi Shimonhi. Maybe this brisa, which we were just medayik from, that if you say mine mincha, that you only bring one mincha, follows the shita of Rabbi Shimon. To Amaru, Rabbi Shimon says back on the Samach Gimel that if a person commits to bring a minchas mafatanur, he doesn't need to bring all of the loaves of the same min. Mechzachalos mechzarikikin yavi. If he wants, he could bring half chalos and half rikikin. Umay mine mincha. How are you going to tight job, mine mincha, mincha de ispa tre mini. It's one mincha that has two different types of minim within that one mincha. That it's a minchas mafatanur that has two different minim. It has some chalos and some rekikin. And that's why it says mincha belashon yachid and mine belashon rabim, because it really is one carbon mincha, but the one carbon mincha has 10 loaves. And since it has 10 loaves, Rabbi Shimon holds you can split some loaves this, some loaves that, some chalos, some rekikin. Avl Rabbanan, but maybe the Rabbanan who disagree with Rabbi Shimon, Damri mechza chalos mechza rekikin lo yavi, who say, look, you could bring chalos, you could bring rekikin, but you better be consistent that if you're bringing 10 loaves for a carbon mincha, it's got to be either all chalos or all rekikin. So you cannot say that mine mincha means one mincha that has shnei minim. It has to be that the Lashon Rabbim would mean that you bring two separate menachos. Maybe shtei menachos mishnei minim. It would have to mean that you bring two separate menachos, 10 loaves of chalos and 10 loaves of rekikin. So it turns out that at the end of the day, Rav Papa posed a shayla, and he said, what's the halacha if a person commits to mine mincha? Does he mean two different types of menachos? Does he not mean two different types of menachos? What does he have to do? And the Gemara at the end of the day didn't really have an answer, meaning we had an answer if you hold like Shitas Rabbi Shimon, but we don't, so we don't really have an answer at the end of the day. So that's what all the Mefarshim of the Rambam point out in Hilchos Ma'aser Kavanos, Perek Zayin Halacha Hey, that it's that the suffix of Papa was never Nifshat, and therefore in Likutei Halachos he says that's why if someone were to actually say this, you'd have to be Machmir and bring Shnei Menachos Mishnei Minim and make a Tanat, that if you're really only Chayiv one, then the second one is L'Nedava, because you just have to cover your bases since we don't have a clear conclusion one way or the other. Okay, then the Mishnah went on to say, Pirashi v'in yodeh ma pirashi yavi chamishtan. If a guy says, I definitely specified a type of carbon mincha, I didn't just commit vaguely to a mincha, I specified which type of carbon mincha, but I do not remember which type I specified, so you got to bring all five types of carbon mincha. So it says, Man tana, who's the tana of the Mishnah? I'm Rabbi Yirmiyah Delok Rabbi Shimon. I'll tell you who it's not like the Rabbi Shimon that we just referred to. De'i Rabbi Shimon, remember Rabbi Shimon is the one that said that when a person commits to a minchas mafatanur, he could bring half chalos and half rekikin if he wants. And by the way, that also means he could bring one chala and nine rekikin, two chalas and eight rekikin. Right? He can go any different combination of chalos and rekikin according to Rabbi Shimon. So l'chora, according to Rabbi Shimon, kivan to Amar, since Rabbi Shimon says that when you commit to a minchas mafatanur, you don't need to keep it consistent as all chalos or all rekikin. If you want to do some combination of chalos and rekikin, you could be yotzei inami sovelik Rabbi Yehuda da amar kol menachos ba'os eser, and even if you say that he holds like Rabbi Yehuda that all menachos are only 10 loaves, I mean even if we're going to be so conservative and we're going to say just 10 loaves, not like Rabbi Meir holds that every mincha is 12 loaves like the lechem apanim, that a standard mincha is only 10 loaves, still ikal esfuka ba'arba eser menachos. You're still gonna need 14 menachos to cover all of your possibilities of what you were mechayev yourself. Because if you said I was specific, I just don't remember what I was specific about. Five should not be enough. You should have to bring 14. Why should you have to bring 14? A minchas solas, a minchas machvas, a minchas marcheshes, and a minchas mafatanur is 11. Why is a minchas mafatanur 11? Because it could be that you said all chalos. It could be they said nine chalos and one rakik. Could be you said eight chalos and two rakikin, seven chalos and three rakikin, six chalos and four rakikin, five chalos, five rakikin, four, they keep going, and then or kula rakikin. And therefore, that's 11 different karbanos according to the Shita of Rabbi Shimon. And that's if you go conservative and you say that there are only 10 loaves. If there are 12 loaves, it's going to be even more than that, because it could be 12 of one or 11 of one or one of the other. Right? So you'll have even more possibilities. So how could we say that you're only going to bring five? L'chora, according to, it must be that our Mishnah is against Rabbi Shimon, because according to Rabbi Shimon, you're going to have to bring a whole lot more than five. So Abaye Amra Filu Tamer Rabbi Shimon. We could even say that our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Shimon, and even Rabbi Shimon is going to say, you only need to bring five. Shamin le Rabbi Shimon da'amar meisil masni, because we know that Rabbi Shimon holds that you're allowed to make a tanai in a carbon. So over here also, you don't need to bring a min from a mafatanur 11 different menachos. You could bring two menachos, one mincha that has chalos and one mincha mincha that has rikikim. And just make a tanai that if I committed to four chalas and six rikikim, four of the chalas from this one and six of the rikikim from that one should match up with each other, and that should cover my obligation. If I said seven and three, so seven of this and three of that. But you could just bring two menachos, one with 10 chalas, one with 10 rikikim, and then you cover yourself with a tanai. Where do we find that Rabbi Shimon holds that you're allowed to make a tanai? To Tanya, we have a brisa that Rabbi Shimon Omer. Rabbi Shimon says if a person is a nazir, he's definitely a nazir, but he's not sure if he became tame or not. And he also is not sure if he's a mitzora muchlat, that had a refuah or not. So it could be that he was a mitzora and he has to bring his karbanos to be matir him to eat kachim. So therefore, misafek, what he does is the following. The machras, the day that he's ra'ui to bring his karbanos, maybe ashamo velugo, the safek mitzora brings velugo imo, he brings the karban asham and the log of shemen together with the asham, the omer, and he says, im mitzorahu, if I'm a definite mitzorah that had a refuah and his chayiv and his karbanos, zehu asham of zehu lugo. This behema is for my karban asham, and this shemen is muktash as the log shemen that's supposed to come together with the asham mitzorah. V'im lav, but if I'm not a mitzorah, asham zeh yehi shalmei nedava. Then this asham should be muktash as a karban shlamim that is baba nedava, that's brought as a nedava, not as a karban asham. Va'oso asham, and the karban that's a safek asham, safek shlamim, what do you do with it? Do you treat it like an asham? Do you treat it like a shlamim? You treat it like both. Ta'un shchita b'tzafon, you shecht it in the northern part of the Azara, because ashamos need to be shechted only in the northern part of the Azara, and there's no problem with shechting a shlamim in the northern part of the Azara, so you shecht it in the northern part of the Azara. Umatan bahonos, you need to place dam on the bahonos yado v'raglo hayumanis of the safek mitzora, like an asham mitzora, but it also usmicha unesachem v'tznuvus chaz v'shok, like a din of a carbon shlamim. You need to do smicha and the nesachim and the tznuvus chaz v'shok like a shlamim. V'nechal lezichrei kunan, it gets eaten only by male kohanim like a carbon asham liyom v'layla, and only for that day and that night like a carbon asham, because we're not sure if he's a mitzora and this carbon is an asham mitzora, or he's not a mitzora and this is just shalmei nedava. So we give the chumras of a carbon asham and the chumras of a carbon shlamim. So you see that Rabbi Shimon holds maybe a masna that you're allowed to make such a tanai. So this is therefore a raya that in the case of our Mishnah, where he said, I'm committing to bring a karban mincha, I have committed to bring a specific type of karban mincha, that you don't need to bring 11 different types of matfatanur to be able to cover every combination of how many chalos and how many rikikin. You could just bring a bunch of chalos and a bunch of rikikin and make it tanai that if it was supposed to be six and four, so it's six of this, it's four of that, because we see that Rabbi Shimon holds that one is allowed to make it tonight. Now, this next little section was added in by the Rabbanan Savurai, is not part of the original Gemara. That's what Shimon Betzis points out, and others on the side of the page, and that goes for Tzionim over here. They point out that it was added by the Rabbanan Savurai, where they just explain, wait a second, what are the rules of tonight? You're allowed to, when can you and can't you make it tonight in a carbon? So it says Gemara, says the Rabbanan Savurai, V'alchav to become Afrik Mar. Bishchitas kachim. Even though one of the Amoraim said in Maseches Vachim that we write that right away, it's referring to a name of a perek. It never does that in the Gemara. There's obviously Rabbanan Savurai. So even though we said in Perek Shchitas kachim in Maseches Vachim that Emor Damer Rabbi Shimon Maisi Masni Lechatchila, that which Rabbi Shimon allows you to be to bring something and make it tonight Lechatchila, even though it's going to be maybe kachim lebeis apsul, because if it's really a shlamim, you're saying that it can only be eaten for yom v'layla, but a shlamim could really be eaten for 2 days and a night. So you're cutting short the zman that you're allowed to eat it. So that heter is only the tkune gavra. That's only when you have a person who's a safek mitzora, and this is his only way out. It's going to be his only way to be able to eat kachim is by bringing a carbon that's going to solve for both possibilities. Avol bi'alma, but when it comes to any other safek carbon, the evident lechatchil lo. It's only if the two carbonos got mixed, and if you don't bring them, they're gonna have to go develop a mum, and so we allow you to bring both of them, even though you're gonna be memayit this man achila of one of them. But lecharchila, but to do that lecharchila, to bring a carbon that's gonna be memayit this man achila and cause it to become possible early, that we're not gonna do lecharchila. So hani mili gabe shlamim. That's only when it comes to a shlamim, that if you're makrav them with the chumrah of an asham, so you're gonna be mevili de psul to come memayit ba'achilasan, meaning the whole whole reason that Rabbi Shimon allowed making the Tanai by this Suffolk Mitzora, even though it was a Shlamim and an Asham, that which by definition means you're going to cut short the time that you're allowed to eat the Karban Shlamim, if it in fact is a Karban Shlamim, is because it's Litzkune Gavra. And by Litzkune Gavra, that's the only reason we would allow it L'chadchila. But if it were not Litzkune Gavra, we would never allow it L'chadchila. Davalu Kachem L'Beis Apsul, because that's bringing Kachem L'Beis Apsul. So, and by Zvachim, we have to worry about that. Avul Menachos. But when it comes to Chalos and Rakikim, making the Tanai that we're talking about in our Sugya, Afilu L'chadchila, that you're even allowed to do L'chadchila. Meaning, we're not going to make you bring 14 Menachos. We're going to say, bring 5 Menachos and 2 types of Mafataner. 1 Chalos, 1 Rakikim, and then you'll mix and match and you'll make it tonight. Aye, but you shouldn't make it tonight, L'chadchila. For Menachos, you can make it tonight, L'chadchila. It's only when you're Memayit this Manachila that you're not allowed to make it tonight, L'chadchila. Ad kan divrei Rabbanan Savarai. So now we go back to learning Talmud Bavli. So says the Gemara, Amrlei Rav Papa L'Abaye. So Rav Papa says to Abaye, Rabbi Shimon do Amr Mechza Chalos and Mechza Rakikin Yavi, Haka Maisi Isarun Echad Mishnei Isarun Vlog Echad Mishnei Lugin. He says, wait a second, according to Rabbi Shimon, who says that you can bring a minchas mafat, one minchas mafatanur of half chalos and half rakikim, and therefore, according to you, Abaye, our Mishnah could even fit Rabbi Shimon if you bring two separate menachos, one fully of chalos and one fully of rakikin, and just make it tonight that some of the chalos from this and some of the rakikin from that will join together to fulfill my neder. So, and that's what you do with the lug shemen of the mincha as well, that you make it tonight when you bring the two lugay shemen, but hakamaisi isaron echad mishnei isaron lug echad mishnei logan. It turns out that you're fulfilling your chi of mincha of an isaron and a lug shemen, not as an independent mincha that's miskadesh in one kli, and then you're doing the other half of the chalos and mechzerukikim based on you're mixing it all together. It's a mincha from shtei menachos from two separate kelim, meaning if I'm bringing one mincha that's 10 chalos and one mincha that's 10 rakikim, so then by definition, and then I'm making a tanai, then maybe it's really 7 of this and 3 of that, 6 of this and 4 of that, so then I'm mixing together two different menachos over neskadish and two different kelim to fulfill one chiyuv. How are you allowed to do that? So as the Gemara, you could, according to Rabbi Shimon, you could do that even though it's a mincha, it's a mixture of a mincha and the shemen from two different astronomers, from two different kelim. Shaminin le Rabbi Shimon, because we know that Rabbi Shimon holds da amar im hevi isaron echad mishnei astronos logach and mishnei login yatsa. That he holds that if you bring isaron echad mishnei astronos and you say half of the one isaron and half of the other isaron are from my chiyuv and the rest is linadava, or logach and mishnei login, half of this login, half of that log should fulfill my chiyuv and the rest is the linadava, that you're yotze your chiyuv. So Rabbi Shimon fits in very nicely according to that shita. Now yatsa sounds like a lashon b'diavad, but l'chor over here it means and you could do that l'chadchila, because that's what we're suggesting over here, that this is what you're allowed to do l'chadchila. So it says Gemara, okay, but practically, how can you do a kmitza that's going to work for all of the suffik menachos that you may be chayiv to do? I mean, you don't know, there's maybe a tziruf of two different menachos to fulfill your chiyuv, and the dinim of the kmitza is that you need to take a kometz shalem for your chova and a kometz shalem and a separate kometz shalem for your nedava. Meaning, I have 20 loaves here in total, 10 chalos, 10 rakikin, and I'm taking two kmitzas, but I'm supposed to have one full kmitza for whatever is my chiyuv, and one full kmitza for whatever is my nedava. I don't even know what my chiyuv and what my nedava is. My chiyuv may be 9 and 1, and nedava may be 1 and 9, and maybe 8 and 2, I don't know anything. So how do you get a kometz shalim for each? So says Gemara, demasni v'yamar. When you take the kmitza from the chalos, and when you take the kmitza from the rakikim, you make it tonight. That I chalos l'chudayu rakikim l'chudayu amri, if my neder was, let's say, only chalos or only rikikin deka kamitza mechalos, then that which I'm taking a kamitza from the chalos lahavia chalos will cover the obligation of kamitza for the chalos deka kamitza merikikin. That which I'm taking a kamitza from the rikikin lahavia rikikin will cover the rikikin. But imechzer rikikin imechzer chalos amri. If my neder was some combination of chalos and rikikin deka kamitza mechalos lahavia amechzer chalos amechzer rikikin, then my kamitza from the chalos should cover the the chatzi of the chalos that I took the comets from, and also the chatzi rikikin that are also part of my chiyuv. Udukukumitsa mi rikikin, and my kumitsa from the rikikin, the havua mechsa rikikin and mechsa chalos, should cover the mechsa rikikin that I took the comets from, and also the chalos that are not part of the chiyuv. V'abayu mikmetz chad comets mechalos, says Gemara, but wait, you need to take one comets from the chalos, ume rikikin, and from the rikikin, and you didn't do that. Kokomets mechalos, kokomets mechalos are rikikin, or mikikin achalos, meaning after all, in the end of the day, what you did is, the way we're explaining it, is you're taking a kemitza from chalos to cover rikikin, and from rikikin to cover chalos, and that doesn't seem right. It doesn't seem that you should be able to do that. So says Gemara, yeah, but you can. Shamina le Rabbi Shimon damar im kometz vel biyada miyachad al shneim yatsa. Rabbi Shimon holds that works. Let's go a little bit weiter. Vayika moser shemen. What about the moser shemen that's left over after the meshicha of the rikikin? Di mechza chalos mechza rikikin amar. If your neder was originally half and half, moser shemen machziru lechalos. Then the moser shemen that's left after the rikikin, you should give back is for the mechza chalos. And ikulu rikikin amar. But if your neder was entirely rikikin, moser shemen echal koanim. Then the moser shemen goes to the koanim. So what are you going to do with the moser shemen practically in this case? So says Gemara that you have to say that a mishnah holds Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda. That Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda holds the Tanya. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Omer Mishum Rabbi Shimon. He holds in the name of Rabbi Shimon that mincha that's mechza chalos mechza rakikin. You bring a log shemen and you split it in half. Half for the chalos, half for the rakikin. Moshchan kamin ki. You anoint the rakikin kamin like the Greek letter ki, like a shaped like a tess. Moser Hashemen, and the rest of the Shemen that remains from the Mashiach of the Rikikin is Nechal LeKohanim, gets eaten by the Kohanim like a Mincha that's Kul LeRikikin. And therefore, even though we're not sure if this is a Minchas Rikikin B'fnei Atzma or a Mincha that's half Chalos and half Rikikin, the din of the Shemen is that it gets given to the Kohanim, because according to Rabbi Shimon, even a Mincha that's Chalos and Chetz Rikikin, the extra Shemen gets given to the Kohanim. I will pick up here in Chachmei Lublin, Be'ezras Hashem, on Monday night. And Michal, my brother-in-law, is going to be giving the shiur Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, while I am in Poland this week. Alicia will give the shiur on Tuesday in Chachmei Lublin, Be'ezras Hashem. And I don't know if we're going to Zoom that shiur. I don't know if they have good Wi-Fi in Chachmei Lublin or not. But I'll be back on Friday. So everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful week. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.